So thank you for that introduction and thank you for inviting us both here. I feel very honoured to be speaking at such a venue. I did visit here. I used to work in publishing. I was a library sales rep and I visited the library here to sell the first online books and journals as they came out for Blackwell Publishing. So it's lovely to be back, but in a different guise. And I'm not a teacher. I don't come from a teaching background, but I entered the college world and the FE college world to bring employability skills and that business profile into the college so that our students got that work ready experience and motivation. And I still do that job today, bringing employers into the college to meet with our students and talk to them about all the different careers that are available to them. I'm going to give a FE college perspective. And as Hilary said, we are 7 colleges, but we're also a schools group as well. We have the Activate Learning Trust. And I noticed that UTC, I think it was Oxfordshire, was on Bill's slide there as one of the schools he's working with. We're an apprenticeship training provider as well. And we have our own Activate Learning online platform that Sharman will talk about soon, as well as some international operation where we assess and deliver overseas as well. So it's quite a big group. We travel around all of our different college campuses working with all of our different students. So hopefully I can give an accurate overview of all of that. And just November, a couple of months ago, we got rated as Ofsted Good. We went through the Ofsted experience under the new skills inspection framework, which was quite an experience for me because I've never done Ofsted before, but it was great to achieve that good rating there. So as you've indicated, following primary and secondary school, it becomes the FE world's job to look after those 16-year-old plus learners. And we usually only have them with us for 2 or 3 years. So we've got these students in our hands from the tender age of 16 up to 18 or 19, if they stay with us that long. And it's at that point, really, when they come to college, and if you ever visit one of your local FE colleges, and I'd encourage you to do so, you'll see the fantastic workshops and facilities that we have. And it's sometimes only then at the age of 16 that the students get to practice and hone those habits and skills that we're talking about this evening. And some might say that it might be a little bit too late, but we do our very best to get them motivated and get them working on that vocation that they've chosen to study with us. There are essentially 3 pathways now for a student that goes on into post 16 in education. They can still continue with their A levels, and usually that's at a sixth form or a college. They can study a various number of vocational programmes, or they can now do the T level. And I was asked today to talk about a little bit about what the T level qualification is. It's a technical level qualification set to be equivalent to the 3 A levels, but it's in a particular vocational subject area that the student's chosen. So it could be in engineering or digital technologies and so on. There are, of course, also apprenticeships that underpin all of that, and you can start your apprenticeship from 16 years upwards, right the way through into adult life and into any age group now. So you're never too old to be an apprentice, since levelling up and lifelong learning is now a trend and a great opportunity for all of us in work too. So this is the T-level programme. Please forgive the very complex slide here, but basically it encompasses a core qualification of technical qualification time at college, which can be anything from 20 to 50%. The other part of the programme is developing an occupational specialism. So for example, if you're studying a hospitality T level, you'll have a generic cookery skills in year 1, but then you might specialize in baking or butchery or a particular specialism in year 2. So there's all of that classroom learning and practice that goes on. But the real differentiator in this 2-year programme is the industry placement, which can be anything between 315 to 420 hours over the length of that programme. That's about 45 days of on the job, sort of long, thin placement with an employer. T-levels have been developed by employers and universities and colleges in partnership with the government too, to provide the skills that employers need. The first T-levels have been developed in digital and in construction, health and education and childcare. At Activate Learning, we have around 300 students now studying T-levels. The majority of those are in the health sector, so they're studying health, and we've found them lots of placements with our local NHS hospitals and services too. The course also includes additional elements for the students, which includes maths and English. So students at college, if they haven't achieved a level four, continue to do maths and English throughout their education with us. But even if they have achieved level four and above, we keep practicing and we keep giving them maths and English challenges because that's still so important for them. We hope that the T-levels are an exciting new qualification. They certainly seem to be gaining popularity and people seem to have heard of them now, and that's through parents as well as employers alike. And it's certainly gaining interest and momentum. One of my jobs with my team at Activate Learning is to go out and contact employers and ask them to give our students that T-level placement. And when we do so, what's really important, this struck me that this circle here was quite similar to Bill's circle and the learning habits of mine that he spoke about. We have a learning philosophy at Activate Learning, which tries to bring together the brain, the emotions and the motivation. You could say that's the head, heart and hands within our college. So we encourage our students to practice, to read and research and develop their knowledge through the brain. But also we work with them on the motivational aspects and on their whole emotional psyche, if you like, to give them the confidence to go out. So underpinning everything we learn is a personal curriculum that includes attributes that are key to developing the whole person. And most commonly, when I visit employers and talk to them about young students coming out on placements, employers can teach the skills, actually, and they're not so interested in the qualification that a student might come out of college with. However, what they are really interested in is a student that's got some resilience, or somebody that's professional, turns up on time, is dressed appropriately, can get themselves to work and back, and shows up, more importantly, the next day as well, and the next day and the next day, and keeps returning. And it's those important skills that not all 16-year-olds have, and you know, we've all been 16 before, everybody's very different. So we do need to bring those skills on in our students as well. So let me say a little bit more about those industry placements, because this is the key to the T-level, and it's also the key challenge as well. Maybe the industry placement could be what we're calling the Center for Real World Learning that Bill referred to, in that this is where students do get a taste of that real world. And if you think about what the 16-year-olds that are with us now have been through, they've probably had 2 years at home where they didn't even get to go to school to socialise and meet with people. So for some of them, walking into an office space or an engineering workshop or somewhere very different would be the first time they've been to a professional space like that before. As I say, we've got 300 students with us studying T-levels in health and engineering and digital sciences and business, and we've been well supported by some large businesses. We have a whole class of students going to John Lewis Waitrose in Bracknell. We have 40 students at the Oxford University Hospitals Trust and 6 out at BMW at the moment. So those, one of the key things we have to do is ensure that the placements are of high quality and that they're of benefit both to the students and the employers. It's quite a job, though, looking for those employers that will take on a student. It's no small feat for an employer, and we understand how busy everyone is, to have a 16-year-old there every week, week in, week out, and finding tasks, meaningful tasks for them to do. We also have to ask the employer to assess what they're up to so that they're doing the right thing in the workplace, and it's all contributing to their curriculum as well. So ensuring the consistency of industry placements is really important. And then we have to make sure that the industry placements that are so that we're not too regional and that there's not sector specific variations that might be different for one student to another. Other additional challenges are, of course, many of us still work from home. There's hybrid working now. And also that students might have some confidence and anxiety issues for us to deal with that prevent them even wanting to walk through the door of a workplace. also, in addition to that, I've realised I'm reeling off some of the problems here, but it feels quite cathartic. And so we have to check that the students are arriving on time. So all those attendance issues that are quite easy when you're expecting a student to come into college, we've now got to track down whether they've arrived at 30 or 40 different placements. And if they haven't, the employer needs to know who they ring up to report them absent, and so on. And then we have to manage behaviour issues outside of the classroom too, if there are any, and help educate our employers too about looking after younger people than they might ordinarily have had within their workplace. So therefore, teachers need to help educate both the students and the employers. And I think also that teachers, colleges now, because we are sometimes short on teachers ourselves that have the relevant skills and the work-ready skills, we've got to make sure we're being very innovative in using alternative delivery methods to get across our teaching as well. Once you've finished your T level, just like A levels, you can then fit to go on to university if you want to. You can go into further study and undertake other further technical training qualifications, such as a higher level apprenticeship, or after your T-level qualification, you can of course go into employment as well. And now we're entering the second year of our T-levels, and those students that have been out on placement are getting interviews now and having those discussions with the employers that they're with about taking on a full-time role with them once they've finished their education, which is fantastic to see, and we're getting great feedback there. So for us, we see the T-level as a real strength. We think there's still challenges there, but we are working very closely with working parties at the Department of Education and so on to make sure we're feeding back our experiences, and they are indeed adapting. So I shall hand over at this point to Sharman, who's going to take you through some of those digital innovations that we're making within our colleges as well. Thank you.